right, so let's take a look at some more definitions. And again, now, as I said earlier, I just want to, you know, kind of lay the foundation right now by taking a look at just some brief definitions of these words, get those in our minds first, get those in our heads first, and then we'll begin to look at each one in some detail, not trying to be exhaustive in our consideration of any of them, but to give us some idea of where we are. And again, be thinking about where you are with these. I'm only trying to get those wheels turning in our minds to kind of spark that thought process, that thinking process, so that we can see where we are, figure out how to get where we need to be, so that we can experience this time of release, renewal, and restoration. So I've given you the definition of release. Here's the definition of renewal. Well, some definition. Here are some definitions of renewal, one of which really surprised me. I'll get to it last. Here we go. Renew. Renewal is the is revival or reestablishing. It is a recovering of, say, for instance, youth. A recovering of something like youth. It is also to be restored to a former state. Nope. That's not the one that surprises me. Stay with me. Renewal, being restored to a former state. And here's the one that really opened my eyes, that really made me say, what? To renew is to make new, or as if new again. To make new again, or to make as if new again. Renew. Is there anything in your life that really can stand being made new again? I'm thinking about some renewal, some specific renewals that God is going to be doing. I tell you what, you talk about encouraged. Okay, so that's renewal. Restoration. The returning to a former or original or normal or unimpaired condition. The returning to a former, original, normal, or unimpaired condition. Restoration can also be defined as the restitution of something. Restitution having to do with, well, restitution is something taken away or lost. Restitution of something taken away or lost. And restitution has to do with reparation made by giving an equivalent or compensation for loss or for damage or for injury caused. That's restoration. So let me share that with you one more time. Restoration is return to a former or original or normal or unimpaired condition. But restoration can also be defined as the restitution of something taken away. Anybody had something taken away from you, whether by evil spirits or by other people, maybe wicked people? Restitution of something taken away or lost. With restitution having to do with reparation made by giving an equivalent or compensation for loss, damage, or injury caused. So those are our three definitions. Release, renewal, and restoration. I want you to be thinking about these three, each of them, in turn. Between now and the next time we talk about this, which will probably be next week, possibly next Tuesday, sometime next week though, and be asking, is there something specific that I need to be released from? Is there something that I need to have released to me? Are there areas in my life where I need renewal? Are there areas where I need restoration? When we get back to next week together, I will definitely refresh your memory with regards to what these different words mean. And then let's be prepared to go a little bit into detail as we look into release. I'm hoping that we'll come together, cooperating with our Heavenly Father to experience the time of release, renewal, and restoration that He has planned for each of us and even for groups of us. Till next time. Master.